I'm going to be lucky one day to be a big gospel singer. I keep on. Maybe I get on the chart. That's my ambition now, to get on the, yeah, get on the chart. Make the chart.
Well,
the 100 on Billboard.
Well, I think you've certainly made it in your field, but as you say, you made those records because you feel that you haven't reached the broad market with the gospel.
No, I haven't reached the broad market, and I think that's not only that, I think that's good material. I think it's time for the whole nation to start listening to something that means something.
Yeah.
And if they would listen to the record and play it, and a lot of people that's not the thinking clear and stop and think, this is everybody now, this is not my land. So many of people now think that they're just surreal. This is blown to me. Your skin, you ain't got no, I mean, this is my land. This is, but we're trying to, this land belongs to everybody. I mean, if it sit like that, we'd have a better United States, you know, because it's just really, really rough. It's really rough what the colored entertainers have to go through with sometimes in their trail, you know. Now, we hit down in the southern state. It's hard to get food sometimes. Nobody know. That's why colored people sing the blues. That's why they can sing with soul and stuff.
They know, because they experience.
Nobody know.
Going on every day. You experience.
And with all the integration and what they're saying have been done. You don't know what's going on when you get out there, and even the police will tell you things in your car that you don't know what's going on.
It's
you know?
Not just in one particular place, it's all over that you have to experience these different things. There's no particular place, it's all over.
That's why I don't think I could go down there. I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I wouldn't know how to face
the situation.
Who was it? Jackie Wilson? I read a little piece where let them live in, they not accept, I mean, they don't want them there, but they let them go in some of the white hotel. So he like Barbara come in, and like I told you a while ago when you came, and man, that desk clerk like to, you know, had a fit. You can't do it. That shit don't mean nothing, you know.
Yeah.
It's just so silly. I was down south last year. I was at a cavalcade. Had how many cars we have? About 4 cars. I drive a Cadillac because that's the best car owner. Not trying to be a big shot. That's the best car in the world to drive. Hope Cadillac get it. When you talk about Cadillac, they always give you one. I hope you see this in the magazine. Give me a Cadillac. But they're the best cars in the world. I don't do nothing but put gas in that car and change it off. We drove up there in Azusa City, Mississippi. Yeah, and I will never will forget. The man asked me, said, I told him, I said, fill my car, fill it up. I was driving a brand new 62 Cadillac. Reverend Franklin was driving a brand new 62 Cadillac. And they're kind of mad at that car. We're driving them big new cars. And what about that one back there? You want that filled up too? I said, Reverend, you want your car filled? Yes, yeah, state filled. I said, yeah, filled in the... Don't you say, yeah, there's white people down here. Yes, he did. Don't you? And he had 50% worth of gas in my car. I said, cut it off. I said that's a plenty.
That's great.
I said, he cut it off in the room. Again, 50%. Thank you. And then my son came out of the door, and getting some can or something. He said okay to him. Don't say no okay. You say yes to us white people, aren't you?
Oh man, they're so desperate. They know it's all over, but they're desperate.
No, it's ignorant to that. I don't know what.
They know that whole scene is over with.
But they're trying to hold on.
They're trying to hold on. They're so desperate to keep it.
So I can't understand that we went on down the street and we filled up.
That we were trying to do anything.
I wasn't even thinking of it. And we went down. He lost $25. We went on down the street. We filled all the cars.
A whole new language.
Trying to start anything. You just was, thinking about Chicago. We had to finish the program. We were trying to get back to go to bed. You need some gas, and it was just, you just like you would pull up any station here, and the man say, "Phone," you say, "Yes, you know, this is all it is."
But well, he lost $25 right there. We went on to the next station.
Who did you fill up? Riverside
Franklin. Riverside
Franklin.
Yeah,
this is Aretha
Franklin. Oh, yeah, we had full car. And I don't see how they can stand to lose that money like that.
No.
$25. Yeah, man, those cars hold a lot. You don't know. Yeah. When you fill them up, the cars are around $7 to $8.
Yeah.
He left about 20 something. Right there. That's on account he said, abused me like that.
Right.
And
they can't stand it. They're killing themselves. They're going to,
not an exclusive place. I went in just a service station.
Yeah.
They had a counter there, you know. And I was driving. We were going home late at night, real late. And I said, get something to eat here. Get some sandwiches. Went in there, ordered. Well, you go around to the back. I said, well, you keep your food, man. I'm gone. See that kind of stuff, all of that.
You'd
be hungry too.
Really be hungry,
but you don't feel like eating it after.
You don't feel like eating it after.
After they tell you something like that.
You go around the back, your money can spend in the front as well as it can spend in the back. So that's the difference.
I sent my son to get some sandwiches and a plate back there. Two ladies was in there. And I went to the front and I said, boy, what you doing back here? And he told me to come around. I said, never buy any food like that. As long as you live, I said, if my money won't spend there, it's not good enough to spend there, it's not good enough to spend back here. The lady came and said, mister, said, we awful sorry. So we trying to make a living. So I know how you feel, but said, we got to do what this is man rule. Said, we can't do nothing about it. Said, we hate it as bad as you do. You know, some of them, it's not all bad white people now. No, no, don't think that because she said she just didn't see any sense in it herself. She couldn't see it. But the said if they didn't do that, they would lose their job and they needed to work. That's right.
Well, that's, yeah.
That makes sense.
That's the position that
the that employer's in too.
That's it. I told Dick Gregory I wanted to go down now, you know, while everything's going on, go down and see if I could sing somewhere, be some help, you know. He says, I'm going to have a long talk with you first and explain a few things.
Yeah.
So you won't get chopped down the first move you make, you know. Oh, dear, I don't know. But it's so exciting now to see that people are, you know, really taking things into their hands and going.
Yes, well, one girl was coming through going to Cincinnati, stopped in my house in Chicago, and cool. Or the convention was in Cincinnati, Ohio. She stopped, and I asked her how was things going. She's from Jackson, Mississippi, right out of Everest, got killed. And asked her how was things in Mississippi. She was coming on from Jackson then, in Canton, and police stopped. Let me see your driver's license, nigga. Where you going, nigga? See, now all of that kind of stuff we have to go through with. That you all don't know, the white, no, never know about the,
well, I've
that, all of that
kind. But driving with, you know, color people that I've met there, you know, and it's just, you know,
yes.
how terrible these people can be there.
And my state is the worst.
I know most people don't know it.
Mississippi, yeah.
That's like an animal.
But like I say, everything is coming to change. It's what's stated in the Bible, and it's really a feeling because
it's changing.
It's changing, and it will change even more.
It's
going to
change more, but through. I believe in the Bible. I believe in the Bible. It's fulfilling. If it wasn't
fulfilling
so fast,
it's really fulfilling.
If it wasn't fulfilling, I couldn't believe. But it's it's coming to pass. What's the Bible say? It's coming to pass. Yeah. And not only in the southern state, we have segregation in the northern states too. I can't get some engagement from my groups that a white group could get, but that's being changed now. Lord, we're going to be accepting them more than ever. That's being changed too.
Yes, it's been changed. Almost because of the white music has lost so much vitality. There's nothing to it. You know, it's so empty. And people need music that has meaning and feeling to it, so they go looking anywhere they can find it.
Because it's not just the color people have experienced something. We all, I think, have experienced something through a type of thing, and really, everyone is really looking for the truth more.
That's
so
right.
Now.
Yeah.
And the truth
yeah.
is really what
Setting
it is. It's that we're all telling exactly the way it is, really. So
that's
really the truth. This is what we want to hear now, really, the truth. Usually it was so that the truth would hurt you. But now it's just a thing that's come to be that everyone wants to know.
That's right. The world's on the move, and that's good. Nobody wants to be fooled anymore
because
the fooling
is
past.
It's really
fast.
I have to get up and say, ain't no time for no... And one thing that has carried me and helped me a lot, because my people have a lot of confidence in me. With my family, they know that I'm trying to do the best that I can do, you know. And I'm sincere in this thing. I'm very sincere in
he is our father. We have a certain respect that, you know, but we're all grown. We're still grown. We're at an age now that we should have, you know, been out, you know, all of us raising families, you know, at home someplace. But it's just a thing that we're trying to put over. And so this is the reason, because we're all at an age, we're no teenagers. My brother and my sister now. My brother, he's married. And I have another older sister, Cleo, that she was with us. She's married now. So therefore, Mavis and I, we're not married, but we're still of age that, you know, we're no teenagers, but still it's just a thing that we're trying to accomplish. So therefore, this is the reason that we're here, out here.
Well, what sort of, you know, come to think of it, where do you like to perform best? Where do you get the best feeling for yourself? In a big
The church really is a place that you could really relax more so, but then wherever the spirit hits, it doesn't matter about the place or where you're singing. If you have the spirit and if it hits you, it doesn't matter. You can be out there on the street, and if it hits you, this is it. There's no particular. But
when you accept it, better you accept it, the better you feel, and more you can get into it. And then sometimes you have to drive hard to be accepted, and then when you can come through.
But you can go to the place and people just sit there and look at you, and if you feel in the spirit,
it's hard, but then if you feel it,
I tell you one thing, what comes from the heart,
go to the heart.
More or less when it hits you, it's going to take somebody going to move.
And everyone has a different way of showing it, you know.
Yeah.
Some you might just sit there and say, well, they don't enjoy it, but if you could just really see, you can see them crying, you know, really.
Yeah.
They just have different ways of showing it, that's
all. You can have an audience sometime that the just sit and look at you. You know, that's your best exception that you never get when you see it. When they sit right there and listen, and then give you that after, that's wonderful audit. That's wonderful.
Really what it is.
I guess, but I mean, when you first encountered it, I'm sure you felt kind of lost, didn't you?
But we've experienced that.
We don't even, you know, if the people enjoy us, we can tell.
Yeah.
And person doesn't have to get up and jump.
No.
This is unnecessary, you know. But like I say, each person has their way of showing things, you know. But then you can always tell if a person has enjoyed you.
You can always tell this.
There's a different sound and feeling in the presence.
Just get up there and sing.
What do you think of these nightclubs that have been specializing in gospel music?
Specializing in gospel music?
Like, for example, they got this Bessie Griffin and her pearls up in some Las Vegas gambling casino. She plays there for
Las Vegas. Yeah. The casino. casino, and now they got a club in New York called the Chariot.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Not they serve drinks and people drink it up. And what do you think?
I don't know. Go ahead.
I'm okay, but I like the Chariot Wheel. Well, we've never been there, but it's what Sweet Chariot. When we heard, I don't, you know.
What yeah, the Sweet Chariot. I don't think we would like to live there. No, I don't think I'd like to live there. I hear that they call drinks after the old prophets, the names of, I don't approve of that.
No, I kind of feel,
No, I don't approve
those
of
those people going too far to make money, I think.
Yeah, but now, like Miss Ward out here in Disneyland,
yeah.
I think that's a nice, but I don't think anything wrong with it. Yeah. And even Clara, she's working there. Just like I said a little while ago now, some blues singer is a better Christian than some of the children. Now, that's a job. Clara, that's done a job. I mean, I feel that I could sing in a place like that and take no part in it. That's what hurts when you're taking a part and go whatever the center man there you do it. But I think you go there and listen, let me tell you, I worked at the Ash Grove and some little kids came there with tears in their eyes. I said, I'm going to change my religion. Now, I feel that I had done some good, see, because they saw something in us.
Because some people, they won't come out to a church. But still, you have to go to them, and still, regardless, if you go into them, it doesn't make you do what they're doing.
That's a very good point.
So, you might change them by you being there, you're doing something then.
You're right.
Yeah. So, some of the clubs, they're okay, but regardless, some of them, they're just out for a fastball.
What do you think about the gospel singing?
Well, I don't see any difference in the gospel singer who's just singing for the money, or the blues singer who's just singing for the money, or the rock and roll singer, or anybody else. If they're just doing it for that, they're not doing themselves any favors. They're not getting the joy from the music that they should have. That's the real reward for singing the music. That's the only right reason for singing.
As you say, I think that's a good point. Which popular music doesn't have that you feel like you are converting somebody, that you maybe are bringing them around to your religion. Mm-hmm. I think this is not, I don't think, any popular.
We go in the club.
Has this in mind, yeah. I don't think.
We go in the club. We don't try to go in there to convert nobody. But it's happening. We go in there singing from our heart, just like we sing in the church. And it automatically happens. That's the way that goes. It automatically happens. You don't have to try to make nobody. It automatically happens.
How did you, I felt when I saw you at the Ash Grove, I felt that all of you were sort of down for some reason. We're feeling,
this was our first time.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the first time that you played at kind of where people just clapped.
Yeah.
Just what I thought. I thought, now they're used to seeing everybody jump and carry on and they
it's just, this was our first time. I think we were more or less a bit scared. Because this was our first time being in a club, so this is what that was. But as far as them jumping up, because I really believe that they enjoy it.
I know. Well,
I tell you,
I mean, don't you get a feeling though from people if they do react like the, like in a church when people really get with you?
You just don't look for this particular thing. Oh. Now, like if no one jumps up, you won't say, oh, they didn't enjoy the promo. What's wrong with them? But if they give you this applause afterwards, this is what really matters, because like if you can go there next time, and...
Maybe do you also feel that way, or would you
go to some places and they'll sit up and look at you, watch you sing, and then they won't half applaud, but then after you get outside, everybody's complimenting.
It's a different thing. I say, each person has their way of showing it, Like some places you go,
but
this is
in
just
the
their way.
Grove,
you'd be surprised that all of them are.
I just felt lost at first, because that was the first time we had done that kind of work, and I didn't know what the people expected.
I'm not gonna jump up myself.
But they enjoyed it. But I was just lost for a while because I didn't know just how to sing to them. I just thought sing to them like I sing any other time, And they enjoyed it. They seemed to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's little I feel that some of the gospel saying, talking about don't go into the club, you know. But just like I said, nobody know my heart. See, I know what I pray for when I go in there. And quite naturally, I got to make a living. The money's in it too. But they holler, but still, they go to the jazz festivals and they sing on. They get with these big stars, all, you know. And they say no jazz. It's no more harm to sing. I don't feel it's no more harm to sing. A reputable place, not like this, some of the clubs they have. I won't call no name, but a place where I can have a nice audience that will listen to us sing. I don't mind going in there and pouring it out just because there might not be no better place to sing but in a club. You can't get them to come to church, but singing ain't gonna. The Bible tell you to go everywhere and carry the word, you know. So.
You gotta take it where you find it. That open ear, you can't always find everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. God came to Ashgrove and said, I didn't have no idea what it would be like, you know. So I thought gospel singing was like such, thus and so. But that's the thing about it now. Gospel singing is nothing new to the Negro people. We've been had a long time. It's old with us. But there are lots of the general public don't know what's going on, and they don't know how, and they see one gospel singer and they think all of them are just the same, but it's not so true. We have a lot of them new, they do copy others, but every once in a while you get a different group, and we have a style, a different style from
practice, you know. Yeah, we have a different style. You probably had the most distinct style of any of them.
We have a different style.
We've had, in fact, friends here in Oakland that have, never attended a program before, you know. And since we've been coming here, they've been coming on and they really enjoy it. That's not just here, but like even some of my best friends in Chicago, they never even attended a program before. And they really enjoy it now, you know. They really didn't know anything about going to church, I'll put it like this, yeah, you know, as far as spiritual things was concerned, you know. But really, they enjoy it, no?
That little girl, a friend of my oldest daughter, she never went to church, she didn't know about no church, and she's never been. She come out to the church, the school at us now. Oh boy, the spirit come, we really sung, you know, we turn her loose. And she came up to me, Mr. Staple, I've never been to one of your programs before, but I never miss another. And she was real pretty, you too, and she was a young, pretty girl, and she kind of hugged me. She made me feel good.
Our friends, you know, some of you just really, they just call you all the time and want to know, well, when are you having a program here, you know? This is Yes, Ken Holly, you know, rid of them. They really want to know. They even want to travel with us sometime, you know.
Yeah. But the only thing I can't understand why we can't get through to the young public like we should. I don't know. That's the only thing I can't.
Well, don't you think it's partly due that to the fact that churches do differ in their exterior, should I say, in their formalities? You know, that in white churches you have hardly anything, or if you do, it's a very rigid kind of, you know, that maybe that's why they haven't accepted it.
Yeah, but here the whole thing about it, every time we go into these places and sing, they're crazy about it. That's the thing about it. I mean, they love it. That's why I can't understand what. But it's going to catch on, though.
Oh, yeah, I think it's already.
We're down in Mississippi. I'm telling you, that's like I said, all white people not there, they broad mouth.
We have some white in Mississippi.
Oh, did some white people?
We were in Tupelo, Mississippi, and the mayor came out to our program, yeah. And, you heard this song by, Had Rain in Tupelo.
Oh, by John Lee Hooker.
Yeah, John Lee Hooker, you know, well, this is the place, you know. And, even in Miami, we were there the last time, and I think we had at least about 20. Miami. You know, this is strange for Miami.
Where'd you sing that auditorium?
Longshore.
Longshore Auditorium. We have some state auditorium too there. But last Sunday at the Olympic, it's Sunday before that. Those little white kids, they just followed us onto the hotel. That's nobody down. Everybody was looking for what all of it.
David, I think he writes the script for the Gallant Men.
And all,
television
all
show. He comes out all the time.
Yeah, Sam Cook been invited over to swimming. They follow us right on over there. Oh, is that? That's wonderful. I think that's the way it should be. I
really think that you will reach them eventually, even without, you know, going into other fields of music. But
I don't intend to go into no other field.
Sure, and there's no need to.
This is it.
As you see, things that you have done on the popular vein are such good songs that it's really, you know, it's just as good as singing. Do you have any plans to do any albums of folk songs?
The next album coming out, it's for what they would call folk.
Because our folk, it's still all on the same.
Yeah,
we see, it's not too much different, you know. You can tell it.
Do you still record for both DJ and Riverside, or
just Riverside?
Is that Michelle producing some?
He's on vacation. You mean at the present time?
Yeah. Well, has he been actively producing stuff?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Or who?
I don't know what's his what he playing, what part.
He's supposed to be an A&R man there, but.
I wonder why he was
Keep
News. Keep News. Yeah. He's been our A&R man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's done all the producing of everything.
Does he kind of tell you what he wants you to do, or does he let you do it?
He lets us do practice what we're... That's the one thing about VJ. They just let us make what we want and how we want, but we wanted to do this. We wanted to. Just like Yvonne said a little while ago. We're working for a point. We're trying to show them. They've been with me in there. They stick with me. Don't be for that. The group wouldn't be as strong because my kids have really stuck with me wonderfully. And give me no trouble, you know. That's why I know that the whole United States would stick together in unison. Couldn't nothing tear us down, you know. Just this little group here and there in the room. And everywhere we go. I mean, we the youngest thing here today. And we get in the interview. I mean, the one that's been singing 20 years down the hall at Soul Star Academy. They're not getting this interview. We getting this interview. See, that's
our unique group.
That tells me by sticking together and doing what you're trying to do sincerely that you will make it through. See, now this thing will be a big help to us, and I don't know when it comes. Next year, whenever it comes out. Every time your name is mentioned, it means something. You know that, Bob. So I can appreciate this, and the only thing I can say, we just striving to try. While we want to, we don't want to no move into folk. We still gospel singing, but while we say folk, we want to sing some song that carry a meaning and telling a story. Now, I mean that the can open up somebody's eye, you know.
Yeah, well, all of us. You say Jesus, all of them, but all of them are still carrying a meaning. And like even so with our folk music and Barbara's, we still singing it in our style, you know. Like we have this style and we sing
actually,
it in our
way. Actually, all of it is folk music. This
all
is
of it is. This is true. This is true. All of it is true. But then like we still say gospel and folk. But all of it is still pertaining to the same thing. So this is the way, you know, like some people don't know that.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, we say this.
Yeah.
But still we have our own style, and like she would have her own style of singing. We still have our own style, and then really it's so much... you really can't tell a difference, you know, from what we say gospel and folk, because it's all the same, you know. But then too, you know, we got to go along with what they, you know, they say, well, if this is folk, well, it's folk, you know.
Yeah.
So who are we to
that's
change it over, you know?
That's all you can do is do what you want to do. Let them call
right.
it what they want to
yeah.
call it. Don't worry about the
that's
labels.
That's right.
That you can get tired of trying to explain yourself
explain
in and out of those
and
labels.
So this is what we say, well, it's folk is folk, you know.
Yeah. Oh, are your birthdays in that book, if I can keep it?
I think so.
No.
No. Would you mind giving me your...
We'll give you... Oh, the birthday. I was born the 28th day of December 1914. Yeah, and Purvis was born the 18th day of November 1934. Eva. 35. 35, yeah. 35. Yeah, 35.
I'm 36.
And Eva was born... when were you born?
23rd of October.
1936. And
they
were born the 10th of July,
1939.
And then you have
Cynthia was
born.
Well, January 4th, 1952.
Cleopatra was born in 1934, April 11th. My wife born.
She's not doing any singing now, right?
No.
Doesn't she miss it?
Oh, yeah, she misses it. The Mrs. Staple was born September 10th, 1917.
Yeah, 1917.
So.
Yeah, Mrs. Staple, well, my mother at least, well, she's at home taking care of my little sister Cynthia. Well, she's quite a character.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
She played piano.
Piano, so. Sing, she's taking all dance and I don't know. She's gonna be something, you know, in the entertainment field.
Has she
you
ever
know.
Sung with your group?
Yeah, well, she has a song she sings, You Don't Knock. And in fact, the Kingston Trio, the last time we were here, they came out to the program and they had recorded this record, You Don't Knock, and it was some sort of mix-up because my father and a friend of his wrote the tune. And anyway, they came out and they invited us all. Very nice guys. And this is a song Cynthia loves to sing. You don't knock, you just walk on in. And I think the Kingston Trio, they recorded it. They're very, made very well on it.
Music do you write yourself?
Yeah, I was just
going to
ask.
Quite a bit. We are, especially rearranging, we do a lot of rearranging. Well, we have quite a few songs. Not about a third of what's going
on. I mean, a good part are traditional songs that you've rearranged
right.
in your own
that's
style.
Right. That's where we get our best results from.
Yeah.
Robert, what's your system for arranging? Do you break a new song in by trying improvising your own parts and then set it, or do you?
I just like last night. Now, something hit me last night. That's why the guitar was out. I started work on it. Now, I'll work it up, and it's no trouble for them to kiss that part. I mean, some people asked us why our group's so much different. There's a family here, we have the same accent, you know, we more or less speak the word just a lot now. Mm-hmm. And what?
At the same time, sometimes we're thinking the same, you know,
and,
like maybe.
And that's
now,
very
we have
good.
The tendency to say the same thing, both of us come out with it at the same time.
It happened yesterday, I mean often.
Yeah, yesterday we said at the same time, we came in just like two. Just exactly
she said
the
it
same
in Chilean and Maiden said it in Contrail.
So,
that's the way it goes. That's about it.
Yes, on the song
last night now. I'll work it out. I'll put it down in my book. We're going to record. That's the more or less somebody else sang it, but when I get the beat, myself, like I want, I work on it, and when we finish with it, if it's an old song, it just comes out different from the other. Just nothing comes out different. I can't help it, you know, whatever. It's just the way we feel. That's the way I feel when we arrange something like that. And quite naturally, they catch that part right on. That's
when you first started doing it, though, before you knew what voicing the kids would wind up with, each one, and before each one of them had developed their own way of doing it, then how did you solve the problem of putting them all together into a sound?
That part, you mean?
Yeah.
I just like I said, I put it together.
Teach a move part,
yeah, yeah.
The way you thought it up.
And it's very easy.
Well,
I mean,
like, I say, for instance, well, I wasn't singing, at least when we started out, I was doing a little lead.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long time ago. And then I had to stop singing until my brother Purvis, he had to go into the Army. And to keep from getting someone else outside the group. Well, I had sung a little lead and a little tenor, which I... But then Purvis was singing alto, and boy, it took me the longest...
Baritone.
Yeah.
To get baritone, but I had to do it, and I did it for 2 years. And so Daddy would tell me every day, you know, to get the record and listen to his part. And this is how I got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and because I didn't think I could do it, you know. But this is really the way we did it. And so if like my sister Cleotha, well, she was singing tenor, and she went in, then I had to take tenor.
Yeah.
So this is the thing.
That's something that, you know, I've been trying to figure out how to explain. People are always asking, you know, what...
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my own case, I started out singing... I was a high soprano when I was a kid, when I was about... 13 years
mm-hmm.
old, studying voice, and I was singing
yeah.
way up high, lyrics
yeah.
around. And they all say, how come you sing low now?
Yeah.
You have a whole different sound. I contend that singing is mostly a mental process,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that you get an image of what you want to sound like, and then you just keep striving till you sound that way.
Yeah.
You know, and what you said proves the point.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if the fact that all you can take children as they come along and fit them all into the thing. You don't have to go out and recruit on the street, see, somebody who can already do it. But you can take the kids and just teach them to do what you need in the group. That proves the point.
Yeah. Well, this is the way it happened, because really...
Now, if I get something like this song now, they've never heard it, never tried, you know, same with now. Now, this is I Want Two Wings. Now, maybe.
Because basically that song is just a straightforward, sanctified
yeah.
shout, isn't it? I mean, I want two ways, let's repeat it.
Yeah, well, we're going to sing it again.
Oh, you probably make a beautiful arrangement.
See, you said, two ways. See, I can sing all parts.
See, any talent,
yeah.
Let's try it. Oh, I want two way, two way, two way, Maisie. Two way to bear my faith, two way to bear my faith. Oh, I want two way
to bear my faith,
two way
to bear my faith,
two way to bear my faith. And the world can't do me no. Oh, I want two ways, two ways. Man, you know you. Oh, I want two ways, two ways to feel my feet, two ways. All right, then say that. Okay, then to come up there, then man, follow me then. Two ways. You're gonna have to come up here, buddy.
Two ways to bear my faith.
Up there, since Mabel's going up.
Two ways.
Two ways to bear my faith.
Two ways.
Two ways to bear my feet.
Two ways.
Two ways to bear
away. Then the world can't do it alone.
That's it.
Two ways.
Come on now, say it, y'all.
Two ways.
That's about it. Mm-hmm. Prayer said, well, I can't do it no harm. See, that's where we do it. That's, mm-hmm.
That's about all then.
How long does it take you to work out a song?
No, that's about it.
We'll sit there and listen to him give us our part if we can't get it, you know.
That's about all stood. Now, they can. Mm-hmm. And when we get ready to go in, and then when I come back again on this.
Yeah.
They'd be ready for
the
time to get that. Kind of going there, yeah. If I call in for rehearsal, let's do Two Wings. That's enough. That's enough for them to get that part and go. Amen.
Yeah, we will sing it tomorrow. They'll make sure.
I know.
He'll pop up with it on us, and if we didn't know it. We just therefore, when he does this here, you better try to get it, because he'll call it tomorrow.
He would. An artist, I feel that a professional artist should know his part. Now, they should know how to catch that part.
Sure.
And it's not, and
build
it's,
it by themselves.
Build right. it by themselves. I mean, and a little more and more you get in, they can sway in that lip like they want to, you know.
But the thing I was interested in is I'm used to doing that with people who are mature artists already, you know, like the jazz musicians.
I work
with a piano and bass man that they know, we all know, we've worked together long enough, we know. I don't have to rehearse, we never rehearse,
unless
it's some unusual thing, I might show them the changes, but otherwise we just call it and go.
Yeah, that's it.
But now here's what I'm interested in, as a mother with kids, see, I want to know how you start out with little kids that don't know already where their place is. How? I mean, I'm already in the middle of doing this.
I see what you mean. But I mean,
for other people, I know how to do it, and you know how to do it. But how would you explain it to somebody who doesn't know how to do that? How to see what the child has to offer and fit them into the scheme of things, and how to make.
Oh, you know how to give it to them. Huh?
How to help the child. Learn to have the kind of personality that's free enough to give it, see? How to make them free enough to give what they can give. That's a very great art, and you've done it, see?
I feel myself.
You've done it. I have things to learn from you on that score, because
holding back at first?
No, well, I think if they're interested in it, and she must ask them if they want to, well, I imagine she should know whether or not if they're around the hall singing now. And if they want to, just take each one and say, well, if you want to, you know, well, then you sing this part, try them, you know, with this part and the other one with this part. And then if that one doesn't work, if they want to.
Yeah, well.
But if they don't want to, you know, so it's something you can't really exactly push on. But then if you, like you, for instance, around there singing all the time, eventually they're going to come in.
All mine are playing all different things. And they, well, then, you know, well. We play and sing all the time, but there's no organization to it. You know?
Well, just take one and say, well, you try this part, Joe, and you try this part, you know, and so then. And you come up and say, well, you know, let's see what we have here. So this
is
it.
Something you can't explain.
You just try, you know. You never know.
But she said a big thing there when she said, if they're interested in it.
Now, yes, but creating that interest and desire, see, that's what you did. And apparently I've done it with my kids because they're all interested too. But there's so many people who just can't. They want their children to be musical, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. and they give anything, but still they can't come up with one kid that wants to play an instrument.
No, I see what you, that's out. I can't tell any
No way to tell them.
I see what you mean.
I think it has to do with the fact that the parents just wish it, but they don't participate. They don't bring music into the home as an everyday thing, see? I've always planted in my kids the idea that there's nothing in music that they couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take no for an answer. I just hand them something if we're having a little session, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll hand them whatever it is, and I'll say, here, play something on that. I don't say, have you practiced on it, or do you know it? I just say, here, play a little bit of that. And they do automatically respond because they know you have confidence in them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Do they know music?
Yeah, well, they've all been taking lessons on different things.
You read music good too?
Yeah, I can read.
Yeah.
I can't read on the guitar, though.
You can't read on the guitar?
Can you?
No.
Shake, buddy.
I don't read nothing.